Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. Play now at supercoach.com.au.
We all love a good Sunday session.
Frothy time!
Oh. And this Sunday session comes to you.
Oh, how good!
This is the Rush Hour Sunday session.
The best of JB and Billy on Triple M.
G'day, it's Billy here. Still waiting for the all clear to get back into the studio to deliver some more Rush Hour gold. In the meantime, it's a jam-packed Sunday session. Today we chat to Boomer star Chris Golding. We do the Friday brag artist. I've got a very, very good joke. And oh no, not another idiot file. Poor Bill. Maybe I won't come back. Sick of being bullied. But up next, JB's going to tell us about being pushed around in his own home. That wouldn't be hard.
Now, Bill, you have two beautiful daughters, of course, Luce and Rubes. And I now live in a house with a 13-year-old daughter of my partner, Charlotte. She is a beautiful girl, as in just got the beautiful heart and is a gem. But what I find, Bill, after having lived with four sons myself, you develop a certain way of speaking to your children, and it's pretty abrupt, and it's pretty honest, and it's pretty, you don't, there's no bullshlucking. So if any of my boys do the wrong thing, they get split down the middle immediately, and they're left in no doubt. When you're dealing with a girl, you've got to, it's very different. And I'm going to tell you why it's different. We've got this room at the front of our house, which has got an open fireplace, and I have built it into my room. So I've had a mantle put over the fire so then I can put a TV above that. I can go in there and watch my tape. I can shut the door. I can turn the fire on. And oh, my goodness, it is mine. It's my sanctuary fat. I can get in there. I can watch whatever I want. I get left alone. It's beautiful. That's taken me about a year to put this room together.
I think it's called a mantle piece.
Well, it's sort of not this one because it hasn't got it, – it's just a piece of wood to stop the fire heat from buggering my telly up. So it's sort of just protecting it underneath. Anyway, I had to have that crafted. In it came, and now it is. And I went and bought a couch. So I get my own couch. I put that in there because Lisa's obviously a designer, so I get no say in anything that goes into our house. No, but this one.
So what's happened?
I was able to get my own couch, and so I'm set up. I'm ready to go. I've got my own place in the joint. So homeschooling.
And?
Suddenly homeschooling. So I'm like, all right. So the kids have all got a desk in their room and they've all got a place that they can homeschool. So I get up a bit late on a Monday, because it's a bit sleep in. So I get up a bit late on a Monday and I think to myself, all right, Lisa's working. She's making lots of phone calls at the moment. So I don't want to disturb her. So I thought I'd go down to my room. I'll have my Uggs on. I have my dressing gown on. I'll put the fire on. I'll read the paper on the iPad. I go walking in there and guess what I find?
Yep.
Charlotte. I looked at her.
So what did you say?
I looked at her. I said, shush. This is my room. Guess what I got back? What? No, it isn't. It's mine now. Ooh. I like it in here. And I've given it I put all this stuff. I did it so that it's my room.
Piece.
She goes, I know. It's really nice in here. I like it. I'm staying.
Oh, no.
And I just.
So what happened?
I turned around, Bill. I walked out. I walked down the corridor and found somewhere else to sit with my iPad.
Oh, you're but soft. You are soft.
I thought to me, because she is such a star. I love her to bits. But I thought to myself, if that's George and Fred, get your f***ing ass out. Exactly. I don't give a shit what you think of it. Pick your stuff up and get out of here within a second. This is mine. But as soon as you're confronted, and you know this with Rubes and Luce, you've got to lay your guns down, Bill.
Because, mate, if they even tear up a little bit or get a bit sulky, do you feel bad? Wowee. So, no, good move, Jim. Well done.
I just got owned. I walk back down to Lise and she just goes, yep, that's how she rolls. So I've lost my room.
Give yourself a pat on the back.
Time to do Friday Brag Artist Fat.
Just tell us the amazing thing you've done this week.
I've got the missus to believe me golf clubs cost half of what they did.
I kept my weight under 100 kilos. I started at 87 kilos.
You're unbelievable.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's the Friday Brag Artist.
Yes, we do it on a Friday, Joey, and it's time to brag. Brag about yourself. Pump yourself up because
Not a lot of people do they?
No, they don't.
You don't.
I don't like
a...
doing that about myself.
Of course you do. But everyone likes a little brag now and then. Get it off your chest.
Well, it just triggered me listening to the intro there about the guys talking about their weight, because what I will brag about, yeah, Bill, is...
Well, here we go.
I've lost 4 kilos this week. How? I've been on my juice cleanse diet. You've seen me. I haven't had a meal all week. I've been on the juice cleanse, haven't had a coffee.
And the bike?
And the bike. I rode in on Monday, and then the rain sort of stopped that.
But
I've lost 4 kilos this week. I'm proud of myself, and I'm going to try and keep it going for a little bit longer. So there you go.
Well done, Joey. Well, I last night hosted the Geelong Cats Best and Fairest.
Oh,
on my own. Unbelievable. Card kick, like 2 hours flat out. You
hang
got
on
PFL,
a minute.
You got community awards.
On hang on a minute. I saw
President.
Beck Madden. What was Beck Madden doing?
She was there. Well,
hang on. There. And Nathan Templeton as well. There were three of you hosting.
Well, they were there, but...
You trying to tell Porkies. Who was the main host?
Nathan. I was chopped liver off to the side. But a good night there. And well done again to Tommy
a couple
Stewart.
Of funnies.
Ah, yeah. I was the weather. I had to get up out of the seat. And
tell the nuns, Drew?
No, didn't they? No. It didn't funny enough. Didn't get the nuns joke out. But we do have some Rush Hour fans on the line. And it's their time to really brag about themselves in Brag Artists. And we got Sam there in St Kilda. Righto, Sammy, hit us with it. What have you done?
I started uni last year at age 29, currently averaging just under a high distinction, and I was named top of the class in the last 2 units.
Oh, wow. You're so unbelievable. So a high distinction is good, yeah?
Smart. What are you studying?
Yeah. Doing business management.
Business management. Well done, Sam. That's pretty impressive. That is tough trying to do it online as well as work full time.
Do you ever do uni early?
Nah.
Nah, sorry.
I started a sports management degree early days, and then, it's too hard.
Footy I'm doing
imagine
something.
Bill at uni.
You should go to uni.
Why?
I don't know. Just try and do something.
What would you start?
So, yeah, we had Bridget.
Sports management?
Yeah. Hey, next on the line we've got April.
April.
April, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. What would you like to brag about on this Friday?
So, obviously we are... Currently in this pandemic,
yes.
I am a nurse who has worked very, very hard over the last 18 months. And unfortunately for me, I got COVID from work. So I feel like, I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing to brag about, but I seem to be the minority and people seem to treat me like a shiny new toy because not many people... know anyone that's actually had it.
Yeah. We were talking about this, Joe.
I know one person, and this was right at the start. Like, this was like 18 months ago when they came back from overseas. That's it.
I don't know anyone close related, but you hear of stories of people. I just don't know anyone that's had it, apes.
Yeah. That seems to be the common theme. When I tell everyone, everyone's like, oh, my goodness. Like,
so you're sort of bragging.
Like?
You're bragging about having COVID, not sort of shying away from it.
I mean... not in a good way. It's obviously not a good thing for me, but I feel like in a sense it has some bragging rights in that I'm a bit of a minority, a bit of a special one.
You're special.
Well, to April and all the other frontline workers.
Yes, that's right.
So unbelievable. Exactly right, April. No,
you should be bragging about the work that you and all the other frontline workers
bloody
are doing.
Oath.
You're doing an amazing job. So I'm sure you have been working hard over the last 18 months, and I'm sure it's not done yet. So well done. Keep up the good work. Yeah. Last one, we've got Emma on the line. Emma. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good, Em. How are you?
Yeah. Hello.
Hello,
Em.
How are you going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What do you got for us, Em?
So my son, he's 5, he's in kinder, and he's a complete math genius.
No.
So he likes to watch along his older sister's online learning, and the teacher asked a question, and no one in the class could answer. So little Ben just unmutes my daughter and says the answer to the whole class.
So unbelievable.
How good's that? So where's he got that from, Em, from you?
Definitely not. his dad's very smart, but, not me. But self-taught, we haven't really done much with math, but he's obsessed with a little show called Number Block. So he watches that and he's very clever.
Oh, very good. Well done. What about those kids that can, the spelling bees they have?
Yes, I know.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And the mum and dad are sitting in the crowd. And
hey, Chris Gowston was on the line. I like this one, Bill. We couldn't get him on the phone, but he convinced the Dahl it was a good idea to buy a golf membership.
Oh.
I like that. He's bragging about that. Now that golf courses are open again, even though you can't go to the toilet,
yep.
It's nice that you can play golf again. So he convinced his partner to get a membership.
Harry Rook got out of bed today. And then Brad McKenzie said, good stuff, Harry.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Now, Wallabies, fire up tiny little furry marsupials.
Our next guest is a three-time NBL champion.
Melbourne United are the NBL 21 champions.
And now he's an Olympic bronze medalist.
We think the Boomers might still be celebrating.
Please welcome CG4 or CG43, Chris Golding.
I tell you what, if they're not still celebrating, I need to know why not. Because for the first time ever, Fat, the Australian Boomers are bronze medalists at the Olympics, and our man, front and centre, joins us now. We need to get you turned on, by the way. What are you?
Well, no,
oh, hey, hey, on there now, you, beautiful. Goldman, where do we find you, please?
How are we, boys? I am in hotel quarantine in Brisbane. Oh. And when I say hotel, I mean a hotel room. There's nothing more to it.
Oh, how many days in are we now?
This is day 3.
Oh, no. Another 11 to go. Jeez, Goldie. Hey, mate, last time I saw you had a Kubra hat on, you had your bronze medal in your mouth, and I'd reckon you'd had a couple of froths.
Absolutely. yeah, it was a celebration, Bill.
Good.
We had 10 minutes between finishing the game and getting on the podium to get our medals.
Ooh.
And the boys just took it on themselves to just shovel as many beers in as we could in that 10 minutes. I'm surprised someone didn't fall off the podium.
Well, it was a nuts journey. It started obviously years before, but when you got to Tokyo, I reckon the whole of Australia was riding the Boomers wave. Did you feel that there, or were you sort of cut off from it a bit?
No, we definitely felt it, as we always do in international competition. I think this one was more because there'd been build up. You know, we'd been fourth a couple of times. We'd beat the USA in pre-tournament games, and we could feel it building. And, you know, you'd get messages from back home and everyone would say, hey, this is big news back here. Mm. But it probably hit us the most when, you know, we won the medal and everyone's looking at their phones and it's just pages and pages and pages of messages, more so than a championship or a big game or anything like that. So we felt the love from back home and, yeah, so happy that we could finally get a medal.
Are you one of the boys that snuck out to the convenience store to get a couple of frothies because you'd ran out?
Well, we found out that that was not allowed a little too late. But no, Bill, we didn't go out for anything.
No, well, I saw
sparkling
that.
Sparkling water was what the boys were after. We were after sparkling waters. Oh, we were trying our bloody hearts out to get sparkling water. But we managed to come across.
Apparently it's called Kieran, I think, or Sapporo, their sparkling water over there.
Mate, yeah, it's different colour as well.
Surely you're allowed to go down to the 7-Eleven or wherever it is, Jim, and buy some froffies. Hey, I'll tell you who we love. Brian Gorgon, in there, great coach. What's his best attribute?
He's a fantastic motivator.
Yep.
And just can say one or two sentences. You know, his pregame speeches aren't long, but they lock you in on the target, the goal at hand. He'll give you three things, focus on it, get you charged up, and the boys are just chomping at the bit to go out there.
Yeah, good.
One of the best speeches he gave was after we lost to the USA.
Yeah.
And, you know, he said some things and we were, after a tough 40-minute game, we were ready to go out and play for bronze straight away. So he did a fantastic job at that, as did the other coaches as well.
I don't know whether you realised, Goldie, you probably didn't because you were flat out playing. But big Drewy Gaze back here.
Jim.
Well, when you won the bronze, he was overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Now I think of those that have been along for the journey that have their DNA on this. There's so many that you look back on that toiled when you don't get a cent for playing the game. For me, I am so grateful that, and it is tough, but I'm, before the game, I called up my dad just to hear him talk about what this means and nothing to do with him, just about how this is going to be good for Australia and Australian basketball and another tangible bit of evidence to say that we have arrived as a sport.
Hey, Goldie, I was watching it. It went for about 5 minutes. It was unbelievable. And Big Gazy started channeling Ray Borner.
Yes.
Larry Singstock.
And Palavinsky.
Oh, it was just, it was so cool because you could see how much it meant to him.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, we've had messages. We've messaged back and forth with people that have influenced our Boomer's career, and all the players have done this. And he's right. You know, we wouldn't be in this position if it weren't for the Boomers that came before us. So to see that emotion came out of us, and it just shows how deep the Boomers culture is, that, you know, however many decades after Gazy's stopped playing, he still feels the same way that he's there and won it with us. So it was pretty cool.
Hey, what's that around your neck?
It's my new dial.
Oh, there it is, Jim. How good. That is Darling, the bronze medal.
It is.
Put Darling it up Olympia. Again.
Yeah. That is so
it
cool.
It is. Oh,
nuts. It looks I love good. That. Jeez, that's good.
It smells of beer. I can smell it from here.
Yeah, she got... She had a couple of drinks as well.
Hey, Goldie, it's not possible for us to be more proud of you because exactly. You're our mate, but also the team and what you achieved. It was just completely insane. Enjoy every bit of that, and hopefully we get you out of quarantine and down here to have a beer with us.
Yep.
Sounds good, boys. Thanks for having me.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Jim, where have all these fishes come from?
What we do is the idiot file gets presented to us.
Who boy?
Bill.
Oh.
And his inability to broadcast. We then hand it to Maddie.
Yep.
And Maddie goes, well, sometimes I'll roll a song in, like he did recently with the Hunters and Collectors, of course, Holy Grail, which was superb.
Yes.
Well, sometimes there's too much content to fit into a song.
So he
just bumps them together and makes an idiot file. And we laugh.
Well, sometimes he's a bit lazy and he just puts them in a file when he should do a song. Maddie.
Well, I don't think lazy is a word you can put anywhere near Matty. I'd certainly put it towards you.
Mm. Well, that is true. That's how I played. But so we've got an idiot file today. Yes. I always look forward to these, Jim, because I don't know how you do it or Rabsy, whatever you do there, but you make me sound terrible. And the Storm are going for their 18th win in a row.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. And the world record is 19 wins.
Well, world record.
Well, it is.
For an Australian comp.
Yep, it is. Right. So well done, Baz, there at Assumption. Good win. Well done, boys. My old school. I'm a Illumini, Jim, of course, from Assumption.
Illumini.
I am.
Well, Shana's decided to start a candle business in her third trimester, which is the timing's not ideal, but she wants something to occupy her and keep her busy.
Third trimester?
Through the you know what that is?
Something maths?
Bill, you've had four children.
Yes.
You don't know what a trimester is.
I never went through a trimester, Jim.
Oh, my God.
Is that the third stage of labour?
Yes. Right.
Not labour. Pregnancy, you idiot.
I got a good Friday Freddy one, Jim, but I'll wait. Karl Marx, Jim. Do you know who Karl Marx is?
Karl Marx.
Yeah.
You spoke to Elliot just there.
PointsBet.
From PointsBet.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have reprised one of your great cock-ups.
No. Sydney Swans and the Giants. Is it the local derby or is it the Battle of the Bridge?
Oh!
Battle of the Bridge.
It's not that
Battle
hard.
Of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Battle of the Bridge.
Bill, it's battle. Just slow it down a bit. You won't bugger it up. Battle.
Battle.
That's it.
Battle.
Like cricket bat. Battle.
Battle. Well, I know what it is, Jim. You're flowing.
Well, why do you keep saying battle?
Well, if I say it really quick, battle it out. It's just... On a trip, I came across a gang of bikers who were hassling a young lady. Big bearded bikers. Tough bikers, Jim.
Bikers.
Bikers. Or I'll kick the crap out of the lot of you. St. Peter was impressed, Jim.
No interest or Hume.
No, it's a bit of Hume.
No Hume.
Just giving me the soup.
It's actually
fat's getting the soup.
Sans Hume.
It's what?
It's sans Hume. Without Hume.
Why you say sans?
Oh, because if you're speaking in French, they say
Well, you're
sans.
Not French. You're not even French, you little French.
No!
Ukraine.
Yes.
Then Brazil. And then Azerbaijan.
Oh, no. I was going to say, do not speak, rabbits.
What?
Go again.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
That's what is it? What is it, Jim?
Have a third go at it.
Where? As a barn jarn.
As a barn jarn.
Anyway, they're ahead of Australia, Jim.
Azerbaijan.
Well, that's what I said three times.
Barjan.
Azerbaijan.
And then Burger Jan.
Azerbaijan. Wow. Where's... Never... Are they over there somewhere, Jim? Azerbaijan. Turkey to the west.
And
Iran to the south.
And what's in the middle?
Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Golden
gold,
show.
Gold. Oh, we might do that later. We'll have an update.
Not yet. That's it.
Not yet, Rabs, because I want to see how Arjaban's gone. Now, Toby Green, Jim. Tell you what I do like, bud. I've taken an interest in my favourite new country, Jim. Azerbaijan. Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
Azerbaijan, you just called it?
No, I didn't.
What did you call it?
Azerbaijan. Anyway, they're going okay, and I'm taking special interest in my friends, and so are all the Azerbaijanians.
What it meant was we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker question, which was around the country of?
Azerbaijan.
Come on, Bill.
What's the capital?
Baku. It's Baku.
Baku. That was going to be another question. We thought these dummy bastards won't know what it is. So you knew it was Kabu.
It's not Kabu, it's Baku.
Baku, whatever.
Alex Baku.
Alex Baku. Anyway, Sargol.
Sargol hasn't even started.
It's goodbye in Azerbaijan.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I hope they don't
career
think,
best.
I hope they don't think we're taking the mickey out of them, Jim. It's all a bit of fun, isn't it?
Out of who?
That country. That country.
Which country?
GVO, Jim. GVO. Good
taking the
vibes.
Mickey out of who?
Azerbaijan.
He now thinks if he says it quickly, he can get away with it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You know what it's like?
Yes.
Neglect, lack of intimacy, lack of close touchness. Triple M. Tell me, this has intrigued me. It's been going on for a week or so now, just simmering away in the background. The rivalry full of nastiness between the Western Bulldogs and the Melbourne Football Club, and it's all happened after the grand final, Joe. What's happening, please?
There have been some reports come out in recent days, Billy, and it's off the back of, if you can cast your mind back to after the preliminary final when the Western Bulldogs beat Port Adelaide, there was that leaked vision of them in the change rooms celebrating with a beer and singing this famous song, Rabsy.
So what is that song?
It's called Freed From Desire by Gala from 1996.
Righto. So it's not a new song. It's from 1996.
But they played it all year, didn't they?
I think they
when
played
they
all
won.
Year. They had a bit of a theme with it. It was something to do with the Western Bulldogs,
yeah,
their theme getting into it. And there was
it's used vicious... in soccer chants, so that's become popular.
Righto.
And it's been tradition that the Western Bulldogs, after wins, have generally gone into the change rooms. They turn the lights off and they play some tunes.
Yes.
That's just a bit of a thing they do to celebrate, and good on them. But then after the grand final, with all the leaked social media vision of all the players they posted, this happened after the game, back out on the ground at Optus Stadium after Melbourne had the win. Now, clearly they didn't sing it as well because probably not as many of them knew the lyrics, but there is a bit of word
so
that whether
they... Melbourne Footy Club
Melbourne Footy Club after
song.
Beating the Dogs in the and the grand final, whether they've just deliberately sort of sung their song, almost, I don't know, lacking a little bit of grace, whether it was a bit of a taking the mickey out of the Dogs, that's been the talk.
Right.
I don't know whether that's correct or not, but that is what some of the, Tom Brown and a couple others have been reporting, some journalists, that maybe that's what's... And it's got back to the Dogs and... Maybe they're a bit seething about it quietly that they thought it was a little bit disrespectful.
Over a song.
So they're building up a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah.
Did you boys have any big rivalries when you played?
At the country footy, you do. Because and the closer the towns are, the bigger the rivalry. And I played for Drilldry. We hated Finlay, which was just 35 Ks down the road.
Right.
Because we all had to go to Finlay High. So So or you get on a bus, go to Finley High. They thought they were King Dick.
Yep.
And you just hated Finley. So there was a good rivalry there.
Right.
But the big one at
school. I'll tell you who we hated. Yeah. I went to Marsland. Right. We had this big rivalry with all these tossers that went to Assumption.
Flogs.
What?
That's well, Bill went. I went to Assumption.
Yeah. You're
And I might have been a bit earlier than you. But we had a rivalry with the Flogs from Marsland.
You Assumption tossers. We used to hate Assumption.
Yeah, same. Ditto.
And we used to beat you all the time.
You
used to get jealous.
Never beat
Assumption
us.
Always thought they were this good footy school, and we've got Billy Brownless and Shane Crawford, and Marsland used to beat them every year.
They beat it. Well, they did for a while there. But I'll tell you what happened. This is a rivalry that when we played Marsland at Marsland, so all the schools out there watching the big game Friday, Arvo, 2 o'clock, they let the school out, and they all gather around the boundary, and it's a good crowd and good atmosphere. And the Marsland coach, this is back in 1982 or something in my HSC year, 1984, I think.
Oh, my God.
I can't remember when I did
this
that.
Is your life, Bill, not ours.
Yeah, 84 maybe, HSC year.
Yep.
So we're playing. We're ready to – the buzzer's ready to bounce. The umpire's the ready to bounce the ball. The siren's ready to go. Every Marsland player took off their jumper and rubbed it in our faces.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a bit rude.
Oh,
I
that's
thought.
A bit rude. Did it start an all-in brawl or
Who
anything
won?
Or what?
Well, Marsland won easy.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Here we go. Well, we have a lady on the show today, which is fantastic. Karina, welcome.
Hello, JD. Billy, how are we?
You're from Geelong, Karina.
I am.
Good.
I'm sure I'm your hometown, mate. The Cremorne smashes it down here and the good old Catters, hey?
Yeah, so you must be a Geelong supporter.
Well, I do have a massive soft spot for Joel Selwood and I do barrack them as my second team, but I go for those dreadful Tigers that can't put anything together.
You sound way too educated and eloquent to live in Geelong, Karina. Why do you do that, please?
Great spot.
Homegrown.
Yeah. Hey, are you anywhere near Packington Street?
No, I'm actually just ducking back home to East Geelong. So,
East Geelong, not bad.
Bad over there, Fat.
Nice pub over there, the Common Dauphine.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Oh, yeah, it is.
All right, and who else
New
we
owners,
got?
New owners, I think. Josh. Josh is there. Karam Downs. G'day, Joshy.
What's going on, boys?
Who do you barrack for, buddy?
Sydney Swans.
Oh, they're going nicely, aren't they?
Yes, they're not going too bad. Bit of youth. Good to see.
All right, you know the how it works. You know how it works. I ask the questions.
The
Josh, you go Josh, and Karina, you go Karina. Mm. Are you happy with Karina?
Yeah, that's fine.
Right.
It's her name, Bill, so you reckon
well, she might have a nickname like Kaz or something. Right. But anyway, here we go.
Question, nice and loud.
Question one. NRL players were fined $305 for having a barbecue. Which team did they play for?
Karina.
Yes, Karina.
I think they played for the Roosters.
No. Karina.
Right, Joshy boy.
Joshy. 13 players got suspended.
Was it the Panthers?
No.
305,000, by the way.
305,000, mate. They were all there at the barbecue. The cops come around.
Which team?
St. George.
Yeah, he seems to have quietened down a touch. Peter Vlandis.
Rugby league.
The Dragons, dopey, yeah. Number
right,
two.
Nil all, yes.
That'd be nil all.
Yes.
Where is this weekend Sydney Giants game being played?
Karina.
Josh. Yes, Karina.
Ballarat.
Yes.
Ballarat.
What's a stadium called there, Kazza?
Thank you.
Oh, no, it's not called thank you. It's called Mars Stadium.
All right, she's in front. Come on, Josh.
Number three now. This is an audio question. Who is this?
Who's boxing the bleeding head off and kicking the bleeding
Josh.
Leg off?
Oh, yes, Josh.
Conor McGregor.
Conor McGregor. All right, she's a ring-a-ding-ding.
Broke his ankle.
Oh,
number four, here we go.
Number four.
Which Hawthorn player is leading the competition in the most number of disposals?
Karina.
Josh. Yes, Karina.
Tom Mitchell.
Tom, she knows her stuff,
she
Karina.
On fire.
All right. You
What's
need this to stay involved. 2-1, Karina's way.
Righto. Number four was that then. Number five is this. Righto.
50 metres to go in front. They're coming at deep speed. Is it going to hold? And it will. A century of winners from the car of the year.
Who rode that winner?
I'm going to take a stab here, Karina.
Yeah.
Damien Oliver.
No. Race two at Caulfield on Saturday.
Josh?
Was it Jamie Carr?
Yes, it was.
So we're 2-1.
I had to not get that. Jamie Carr, 100th winner.
Oh, I feel like I've let the girls down.
I think you have. Righto.
Tiebreaker, here we go.
How many games have Richmond lost in a row?
Josh.
Karina.
Oh, I thought I heard Karina.
Oh, Tim, I heard Josh.
Karina?
I'm going to go with 3.
Oh, Josh.
She got it wrong. Josh.
It's 4.
Karina, well done, Josh.
We did everything to get you over the line, but in the end, probably right that Josh, given he was just a touch earlier.
Well, especially Karina, who barracks for the Tigers.
Tigers.
Cowboy.
Kaz, what happened?
I forgot about one. Seriously, one too many we lost.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. You know it's time to call it when your mate thinks he's a comedian.
Very, very funny.
This is Billy's joke on the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I'm a bit worried about this.
This worries me. If you're already worried and you haven't told the joke yet.
There was a matchstick, Jim. A matchstick, okay. Yeah. You're right. Don't look at me like that already.
Well, you're looking at me like that.
He was walking up a huge hill.
A matchstick was walking up a huge hill.
And he finally made it to the top and he was exhausted and sweaty. And then an echidna walked past. And he said to himself, oh, jeez. If only I'd known, I would have taken the bus.
Oh, no.
He thought it was a bus. Oh.
That's the longest bow. He's out. Look at him. He's up. He's up. He's out of his seat and he's left the building. He knows how shit that was. He knows. He's walked. Look at him. He's off. A matchstick walked up a hill.
It's the vibe, and no, that's it. It's the vibe.
Oh my God.
Bottoms up. That was the Rush Hour Sunday session. And if you still want more, catch the boys live or on demand on the Listener app.
I feel good.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. KFC Supercoach AFL is back. You could win the holy grail of fantasy footy and 50k cash. Play now, supercoach.com.au.